What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. I want to welcome you back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I want to share with you another webinar model instead of the one that I usually talk about.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, or if you read Expert Secrets, or you've heard me rant about this, I always tell people that the best business model in the world is to create a webinar and selling your product or your service, and then do that webinar live every single week for a year. At least once a week. When I launched ClickFunnels, it's fun. I'm researching for the writing of my next book, but I'm going back through like my old calendar back from the very beginning of ClickFunnels launching. And I tell people I do one webinar a week, and people are like, oh, it's too hard to do one a week. I was looking at, I had days during the first couple months, I was doing 3 webinars a day, not a week, a day. Some weeks I was doing 10 plus webinars. So I was doing, so I tell people to do one a week, but I was doing 10x that, which is why ClickFunnels grew so big probably. So there's a lesson for you in that as well. But you know, a lot of people are just like, I don't have a webinar yet. I don't have a product. I suck at selling. Like there's all these fears. So because of that, they don't do anything. And so I'm like, and today I was reminded, I've got, 2 friends that do this. One in the real estate space, one in the internet marketing space. And I have another friend who just started this also in like the online marketing world. But it's a model that's similar to what I talked about, but different. So again, what I was talking about, the model I think that you should be doing if you want to grow and scale your personal company is creating a webinar presentation and once a week giving that presentation over and over and over and over again until you perfect the pitch, until you've mastered it, you should do it forever. In fact, today I'm doing my 4th webinar in a row. 4 weeks in a row, I've been doing the new Secrets Masterclass webinar, which you haven't seen yet, go to secretsmasterclass.com. But I've done it 4 weeks in a row, and it keeps getting better and better and better. And same thing that, again, all of you guys should be doing. But if you're like, I don't have a product yet, Russell, I don't have a business yet, I'm just trying to figure out this game, and I want to learn it, here is the idea, okay? It's basically becoming a webinar host. So what does that mean? That means that you host other people. And every single week you do a webinar for somebody else, right? So my friends that do it, what they do is that every, whatever, Thursday, they do a live webinar and they bring in a different speaker each time. And the speaker is someone who has a webinar, someone who's done this thing that we're talking about, right? Someone who has an offer, they got a product, they got a service. And so they bring these people on each week and they interview them. And they don't even interview them. They have them on the webinar. And the person does the entire webinar, and at the end of it, they sell their product, their service, and they get to split the money 50-50 with the person. So as a webinar host, just so you guys know the way that the speaking business works, right? Like when I was doing the 3 webinars a day or the 8 to 10 a week, the reason I was able to do that, people are like, how do you do that? Like if you're just buying Facebook ads, how do you do it? And it's like, no, I wasn't just buying Facebook ads. That's why you got to read the Traffic Secrets book. There's more than one way to get traffic, right? So I was going out and I was finding partners, people with email lists, and I would do a webinar at 10 o'clock in the morning to this person's list, and then at 2 o'clock to this person's list, and at 7 o'clock to this person's list. And so I had 3 different webinars set up, and each person would be promoting their specific webinar. I come on the webinar, I do my presentation, do my pitch, and then at the end of it, we'd split the money. You split the money 50-50 basically with whoever the webinar host is. So whoever's list you're doing the webinar to. Does that make sense? And so what I'm suggesting is as another business model for those of you guys who are trying to figure this game out, trying to figure out how to make money right now, while you don't have your own webinar yet, if you become someone who hosts webinars, right? So that means you got to start building a list of people who want to listen to webinars. But then what's cool about it is it grows exponentially, right? So my friend who started this business model back in the day, again, he didn't have a webinar. So he found somebody who had a webinar who we know was converting. So he set up a webinar registration page and he promoted it like crazy and he got people to register for this webinar. And, but he didn't just say it was like a one-off webinar. He said it's a webinar series, right? For people who want to do blah, who want to, you know, whatever, fill in the blank. And what's cool is if you look at GoToWebinar or Zoom, they both allow you to set up what are called recurring webinars. Okay. So for example, tomorrow, from when I'm recording this, we're doing a Funnels Friday. And when you register for Funnel Friday, it puts you on a recurring webinar. So it says basically it's like a 26-week webinar series. So every single Friday, there's a webinar called Funnel Fridays, and you come in and you register, And every single week, that is a recurring webinar. It keeps happening, right? So same here. You're signing up for a recurring show, right? So my friend that did it, he promoted it. And he said, okay, this guy's got a webinar. He sells a $1,000 product. I know it converts really, really good. And so I'm going to make some money if I can get people to show up to this webinar. So then he went out and promoted this webinar, spent, I don't know, a couple $1,000s, got people to register. The guy got on the webinar, did the webinar presentation, sold some stuff, and the money he made from that covered his ad spend. And then he took that money, the extra money he made, and he bought more ads. So the next week now, you'll see he had 300 people register for the webinar the first week. And then he takes the cash they made and he starts promoting it. And next week he gets another 300 people to register, but it's recurring. So the 300 from last week are still on, they're still on the recurring webinar. So the next week it comes out, and now he's got 300 who registered last week, the new 300, and he got 600 people, and he gets more people to show up for the webinar. And then he does a presentation with a different speaker selling a different product, a complimentary product. So that speaker does a presentation, sells at the end of it, and then he takes his commissions, goes back, buys more ads. Now he's got the 300 from 2 weeks ago, the 300 from last week, and he gets another 300 to register. Now he's got 900 or 1,000 on this thing, you know, and he gets a new speaker to come in and speak and do a presentation, sell the thing, and he keeps doing that. And over a month, 6 months, a year, he builds a list from, you know, 100 people to 1,000 to 5,000 to 10,000 to 100,000 people who are people who like to attend webinars. So they'd come on webinars, they'd listen to training. If they offer at the end of something they like, they go and they end up buying the product or service. And he built huge seven-figure businesses just doing that, becoming a webinar host. And then in the process of you sitting on literally a live webinar every single week for a year of other people doing their presentations, you start getting better at like seeing what they're doing and how they're doing it. And you start understanding it better at a different level. And then you can come back as you start creating your product, your service. And then what's cool is at this point, like, you now are going to go and launch your webinar. You have a list of people who love to come to webinars, who understand the process. They understand there's going to be great content. There's going to be a sell at the end. They're used to it. And then you come back and you've got this hot list to buy from you, right? So then you come out with your webinar a year later, boom, to this hot list of webinar attendees. You make a bunch of money. And then what happens? Okay, these 50 people you've done webinars with through the last year, they all have a relationship with you. You do webinars to your list for them. They have reciprocity now. Now you go back to them and say, hey, I've got a webinar now. Can I do a webinar to your list? And they say, sure. And they say, sure. And you go through. Now you do 50 webinars of your own product to everyone's list. Do you see how that works? Okay, people always ask me, how in the world did you get all these people to do webinars when you launched ClickFunnels? And the reality was I had promoted a lot of people's webinars up to the point we launched ClickFunnels. I had relationships with people because people had good webinars and I promoted them. And I didn't do it this strategically. I didn't do it like every Thursday night is going to be a webinar. I have a whole process I'm going to go through. I didn't know that intuitively. And so I didn't. But can you see the power of that? Like, you know, when we launched ClickFunnels, like I went back to initially, I emailed all the people that I'd ever promoted their webinar. I said, hey, I got a webinar. It's hot. Do you want to be part of it? And they're like, yes. And so we got a ton of people on there and boom, we started, doing my thing. And that was the initial seed for ClickFunnels. So anyway, for any of you guys who are like stuck right now and you're like, I know Russ keeps talking about webinars. I should do it, but I'm not ready yet. I don't have blah, 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 blah. Fill in the blank. You know, it's like, okay, cool. Don't do it yet. Become a webinar host. Right? And get a following, get a platform where you can get people to show up for a webinar and then do webinars to other people. Like, that's a seven-figure year business model right there. Before you introduce your product. Then you introduce your product, you're at $3 to $5 to $10 million a year now that you got a webinar and you've got now a list of people who have who you've promoted their webinar, and now they will promote yours in exchange. What? Anyway, so hope that helps. I think if I was gonna start over from scratch, that might be one of the methods I would do. It's like, all right, I'm going to promote everybody else for a year. I'm going to build up a following of people who like going to webinars. And we're going to sell this thing like crazy. And anyway, so, all right, hope that helps. I got to go because I've got a webinar today. Wait, Russell, are you saying you practice what you preach? Yes, I do. Okay. Russell, why don't you just automate it? You guys made like $1 million so far in this webinar. Why don't you just automate it? I'm like, because every single week I tweak it and I change it. I make little adjustments, make it better and better and better. And so that's what's happening. From last week, I know all these different tweaks and changes. So today I was spending the time making tweaks and changes, and I go live again at 2:00 today, which is in 4 hours. I gotta start getting ready. But then keep doing that over and over and over again. That is the game. So anyway, I hope that helps. Does that make sense, you guys? So become a webinar host. Just know that for the next 52 weeks, you're going to do 52 people's webinars inside of your industry. You're going to bring them on. You're going to let them do their thing. You're going to let them sell. You're going to split the money 50-50. You pocket that. You roll it back into ads as you grow your following bigger and bigger and bigger. And a year from now, you've now got 5, 10, 20,000, 30,000 people on your webinars. Now you've got some Now you have a platform. You've done favors for 50 different people, and then you come back with your product. Boom, you crush the cheer list, and then you email everybody who you've done interviewing last year and say, hey, my new webinar's hot. It's crushing it. Do I want to cheer list and your list? And then you line it up, and that becomes your number two in your business, and you just crush it from there. So I hope that helps. For those who are paying attention, I'm trying to drop gold bombs all the time. So hopefully this is one that you guys can all use and benefit from. In fact, some of you guys, my buddy in the real estate market, he's got his own real estate business. He does this as a lead gen thing on the side. And so every single week he interviews somebody, and he's doing it for that exact reason. Cause he's like, I'll interview you, bring you on. And he's like, I'm going to sell your product, make a bunch of money. And then he's like, oh, by the way, we just made a bunch of money together. My webinar here crushes. You want to do mine? And they're like, sure. So like he basically swaps webinars. Like I'll do one for you and then you do one for me. Boom, 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 boom. And everything grows together. So anyway, it's good stuff. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. With that said, I'm going to go do my webinar, and I appreciate you all. Thanks so much for hanging out. You guys are all amazing. If you got any value from this episode, please take a snapshot on your phone and then post it on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you post your stuff, Twitter, if you tweet, I don't even care, and tag me on it. I love seeing them come through. Tag me and give me your biggest breakthrough, biggest idea you got. With that said, thanks so much. I'll see you guys all later. Hey, everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.